Lesson 27. The prepositions
para sa
and
para kay.
An indirect object in a Tagalog sentence is easy to spot as it is introduced by the prepositions
para kay, para sa, kay,
and
sa.
The prepositions
para kay
and
para sa
both mean for, while
sa
and
kay
both mean to. The use of
sa
and
kay
is not interchangeable. Some sample sentences are,
Bumili siya ng aklat para sa akin.
He or she bought a book for me.
Bumili siya ng aklat para sa aking ina.
He or she bought a book for my mother.
Sumulat ako ng kwento para sa mga bata.
I wrote a story for the children.
Bumili siya ng aklat para kay Mary.
He or she bought a book for Mary.
Magbayad kayo ng utang sa kanya.
Pay your debt to him.
Bumasas siya sa akin ng isang kwento.
He or she read to me a story.
Binasa niya ang pahayagan sa kanyang ama.
He or she read the newspaper to his father.
Dinala ko ang aklat sa guro.
I brought the book to the teacher.
Sumulat siya kay Bob kahapon.
He wrote to Bob yesterday. A Tagalog sentence with an indirect object need not have a verb. In many cases, the action is implied.
Ito ay regalo ko para sa'yo. Regalo ko ito para sa'yo.
This is my gift for you.
Iyan ay para sa kanila. Para sa kanila iyan.
That is for them.
Ito ay regalo ko kay Helen. Regalo ko ito kay Helen.
This is my gift to Helen. When an indirect object is plural,
para kina
is used instead of
para kay.
There are no changes in sentences with
para sa
or
sa
as pronouns have plural forms.
Magbayad kayo kina Ginoo at Ginang Smith.
You pay to Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Bumasa siya kina Peter at Johnny.
He read to Peter and Johnny. In an informal situation, the following are acceptable.
Magbayad ka sa kina Ginoo at Ginang Smith. Magbayad ka kina Ginoo at Ginang Smith.
You pay to Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Bumasa siya kina Peter at Johnny. Bumasa siya kina Peter at Johnny.
He read to Peter and Johnny.